It is one of those primal worst nightmares. Like, for instance, you know, Dawn and I had the same sharks. We talked about that yesterday. Black water, dark water. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. A python in your toilet.
Oh no. No way.
Next level. Not just chilling out in the toilet.
No, Lux. So there, this is real. This isn't BS. TMZ had the story, the pictures, the kid. So a teenager in Thailand was sitting on his toilet using the facilities, and all of a sudden felt an incredibly sharp pain on his peen.
Nope.
And he looked down, and there was a 4-foot python biting his junk.
No.
It chomped onto his peen and wasn't letting go. It came up through the toilet.
No. He probably didn't want to be peed on. You know? That's probably why he's like, listen, or pooped on. Yeah.
You're finally just like, oh, I'm relaxing, and then all of a sudden, chomp.
You get bitten.
Well, maybe he saw an enemy and decided to defend himself.
Oh.
Right.
And he thought, little like short guy, I can get this.
So the Tina is 18 years old. A dude jumped up and ran. And with his pants around his ankles, and then when he got up, the snake let go. But
well, the scariest thing too is that once it chomped down, it did let go, but then it became like a blood hose. It was spraying all over the bathroom.
That's a phrase I never wanted to hear. A blood hose.
Where did you come up with that, Alexis G. Thompson? And the G.
Sweet mother of all that is good and pure.
What in the hell is wrong blood with you, hose.
I'm blood, to give a visual
blood
of it.
Hose? Did she just say blood hose?
Yes, she did. She sure what did.
I don't know why, but I did a deep dive. I read multiple stories on this, and they were saying that the mom walked into the bathroom and it was spraying all over. Sprinkler style. Can you imagine your 18-year-old? You walk in and you see that?
No.
He had to get 3 stitches. The end.
No.
Yeah.
Sheree, anything you want
to
say?
Hail to the nah, to the nah, nah, nah.
Oh, Sheree. I love her.
Nah.
Oh, where's she been?
Hail to the no, to the no, no.
Hail to the nah, to the nah, nah, nah.
No. And Lex, look, you own 50% of this company. Your name's on the show, but may I politely ask you once again, please never, ever again on this broadcast use the term blood hose. Thank you.
I'll try. Oh. I mean, when it's appropriate, guys.
You know? Why?
Great question, Julia.
Oh, God. That really is. I mean, all kidding aside, that is one of those things you shouldn't have to worry about. Mm-hmm. And maybe they have different plumbing systems, regulations in Thailand. I don't know. I hope that the plumbing systems here are maybe a little safer. I don't know. I don't want to have to worry about that in 2020. We have enough to worry about.
Well, now I have to worry about the toilet, and they're just happy to be alive. You know, they're just like, "Whoa, I made it!
Now I have to worry about
through all this plumbing, and here I am."
Yeah. You know, I don't want to have to worry about ball pythons attacking my...
Well, luckily, this was not a deadly cobra. You know, this
No. It was a python, a non-poisonous one, so...
Could have been worse, I guess, right?
And it was India, right?
No, Thailand. Right outside of Bangkok, yeah.
I would swim to the other side of the world. I would leave and never, ever look back. All of my belongings left behind. I would just be gone forever.
Hail to the nah, to the nah, nah, nah.
If I have to make a Huck Finn raft and float across the sea, that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
Never again.
No, I'm with you, Kenny. I don't want to. I don't want to worry about that. That's just one thing that I don't want on my list.
Yeah.
Just come on. That's the place. Ugh. Well, you know, and then
relax. You're releasing. You're just.
Yeah. Well, and
I am. And then you have to worry about that.
Well, and immediately, Lex, I go to you. I think of you and the rat that you encountered. You had your love stare that you went into the bathroom and a rat had crawled up the toilet and was standing two-legged up and staring at you as
like,
you opened
as
you opened the stall door.
Can you imagine if I was on the toilet when that thing came out of?
Oh, and you looked down and Fluffy was looking up at you.
You can't even believe it's happening. I'm sure.
Oh
no,
your brain wouldn't even process it.
No,
I don't know how you guys can even go back into. How can you go back to that bathroom? I would never, ever enter that
bathroom.
There's
no time. I mean, when I have to go because the commercial breaks are a certain
amount
of time,
would do if
I have to put on a timer on my phone and run.
No, Dawn, I would go outside behind the dumpster. Seriously.
There's no time.
I'll give you Mr. Chair. You can use the right up behind the dumpster.
Oh, yeah. We never talked about Mr. Chair. Did you get that out of your car and take a picture of it for Jason?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Tell people what Mr. Chair is?
It's a toilet seat mounted on a camp stool. And it's always in my truck. Always.
Always. Just in case so you don't have to go in the ditch.
Just in case I'm in dirty old Missouri where there's no rest areas.
Or you've had two hot dogs and tacos.
Oh.
Or that, Dawn.
Tacos.
Yeah. Or that.
But this snake story, I'm wondering, did you tell Anhil about this?
I have not, no.
Because I'm wondering if he would prefer this over the ghost pepper.
Good question. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll ask him when he wakes up.
Yeah,
I'll
What
would you rather?
Would you rather?
Would you pepperween?
Will you put a shawl on him?
Yeah. You're like, good morning. Here's your shawl. Now let's talk about snakes coming out of toilets. He'll be like, go away.
Yeah.
Now twirl. I'll make a little special little one too.
Oh God.
Oh no! I mean, big, huge one.
Big, huge.
Yeah, gigantic. Yeah. That snake won't know what's coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
I mean,
goodness.
It will be a battle of epic proportions.
Thank you.
That's what it will be. That snake's in your toilet, man.
It just bothers me that this is something else we have to have in our mind. The chances are slim here, but still.
That's true.
But still. It's still, now this young man has taught us, it's still a possibility, which is just horrifying. Well, I told, and along with that, if you've been a long time listener of the show, you know, the rat story, the Alexis, and then you also know this story, my friend, I won't say her name because I've embarrassed her enough over the years, but she got up in the middle of the night, had to use the facilities. She's half asleep as you are, when you wake up in the middle of the night, and, she sat down. And she started doing her business, and a bat flew up between her legs.
No.
And the baby bat was, how there's the lip of the toilet? the bat was hanging, like sleeping on the lip of the toilet, and then was disturbed and flew up right between her legs.
Yeah. See, now, if that would have happened to Bea Arthur, I would have thought she just gave birth to one. But
Oh, look, a baby.
That's an easy birth right there. Bam.
She coughed and out came a bat.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Flying away from her.
Thank God she's on vacation and she's not listening.